Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And buckle up because we have got another big weekend in college football, especially if you are a Sooner or a Longhorn, as one of the most storied rivalries kick off Saturday at the 109th Red River Showdown. Both teams coming off losses, and the Sooners are going to be looking to get back on track after a very disappointing loss at Amon Carter Stadium last Saturday in Fort Worth. I was actually at that game. And it is time now to welcome in on our guest line. That is the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF Radio. That is James Hale. He is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac phone line. Nice to have you with us, James.
Hey, it's always great to be with you. I wish I could see you in person because it's so beautiful. But, it's always great to have you. And one of the better players in OU women's basketball history, so it's always great to be with you.
Well, we've got a big alumni reunion coming up in the month of November, and with that sweet compliment, I definitely will buy you lunch. But talk to me, what is the anxiety level right now for the Sooner Nation? Obviously, a very disappointing loss on the road.
Well, it's a disappointing loss because, once again, Oklahoma stubbed their toe when it looked like they had a team that could go undefeated. And Oklahoma was favored in that game, not by much. And Oklahoma, going into the game, respected TCU. So they, you figured they'd come out and play lights out. Instead, they, kind of stumbled around. They missed assignments. They busted all over the field. They didn't take advantage of opportunities. And every time they gave TCU a chance, TCU, to their credit, stepped right through it and made a positive play out of it. I mean, Tyrone Boykin is one of the most improved players in the country.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to now pass the ball makes him, I think, as good as dual threat quarterback there is in the country. And, he kept the Sooners off balance. And, his running ability, stymied the Oklahoma pass rush in the game. But he gave Oklahoma five or six chances at interceptions that the Sooners had in their hands, and they dropped them all except one. And normally Oklahoma would have come up with those and turned it into a defensive touchdown, but it didn't happen. Now, they kept fighting, and you saw the talent in Oklahoma, and that even though they weren't playing very well, they still managed to stay in the game. And, their defense gets two turnovers late in the game, and the offense can't capitalize on either one of them. So that's disappointing. Now, they've got an immediate important game following that in Big D against the Texas Longhorns. That's their rivalry game. And this is another game Oklahoma should win on paper. And Oklahoma, I know, has worked hard all week on fundamentals, getting play calls in, recognizing formations offensively. So I think Oklahoma is going to be ready to play. And Oklahoma will go up against a defense that I think is just as good or almost as good as what they faced at TCU.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. The Texas offense is not close to as good as what TCU is. And so, I like Oklahoma in this game. But, again, Oklahoma better come ready to play. Last year they didn't, if you remember, E.
Oh, yeah.
Got by 16 points. And Oklahoma, I thought, was the better team going into that game. So you never know in this rivalry, but they better be ready to play.
Okay, the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF Radio right there in Norman, Oklahoma, James Hale, is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. And so talking about, the panic mode for the Sooners, could they be still a one-loss team and make an advance to the playoffs?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think the way college football has shaped up, what we're seeing is there's a ton of parity in college football this year. I talked to Coach Stoops about this yesterday, about the 85 scholarship limit, and I said, is that the main culprit behind this? He said, that's part of it, but he said also, kids are better football players coming out of high school, like when he and his brothers came out of Youngstown. He said they're better prepared, they have better training, they know how to eat better, the coaching has improved. He said everything about high school football in today's game is better, and so everybody has. And, so you go into every game, and the talent edge, even though I think Oklahoma has a bit of it in every game, it's not so far-fetched as you saw against TCU that if they stumble around, they can get beat. So that's what's happened to college football. Nobody's invincible. Alabama has lost.
Right.
You saw Oregon lose. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to have a hole in their game. And so the key question, E, is how many undefeated teams that are real primetime contenders to play in that Final Four, will they really be undefeated at the end of the year?
Well, I want to point out, too, James, you have covered the Sooners for, what, over 25, 30 years. You've seen it all. And I think we need to remind the Sooner Nation what OU won two national titles in 75 and 85, and they had losses in those seasons. Those were late in the year, in fact.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so it can work out. And now's a better time more than ever. Even back then, it was people voting in polls. And a lot of times when you lost late, it hurt you a lot worse than losing early because the human element of it couldn't get over the fact that they just saw you lose. So instead of evaluating your entire work, they just evaluated over the fact you lost the game late. Now, this committee is supposed to evaluate your from the beginning to the end. So if everybody has a loss, or let's say there's only one unbeaten team, and everybody else has a loss, then you've got to evaluate that loss, why you lost, when it was, how good was the team that you lost to, against everybody else who has one loss. So see, these teams losing puts teams like Sparty back into the mix, and a couple of other teams that lost in the opening game or opening week. And so everybody seems to be back on the playing field for a possibility to get into the Final Four. So Oklahoma only dropped to 11th. That's not out of the realm of getting back into that group, but Oklahoma has to win out, and they know that, to be a contender at the end.
Okay, the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF Radio, James Hale, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line, and this is one of the questions that we've got to get to. Is Trevor Knight, is he a championship quarterback in your mind?
Well, right now, and I love Trevor as a person, so this hurts me to say this, I think he's just right now playing like an average quarterback. I don't think he's played as an elite quarterback. He was outplayed this past week by Boykin. And, you know, right now he doesn't show the prowess in the passing game that Oklahoma's used to with Bradford, Jones, White, and those guys, and what we saw at Alabama. And I think that, you know, Oklahoma's trying to protect him by not running him a lot in the zone read and not asking him to scramble around a lot or to be careful when he runs. And they turned him loose a little bit against TCU. And if they didn't have his run game, the offense would have been really stymied because he couldn't get things going outside of the couple of deep balls in the passing game. And that's the big criticism right now of Trevor, is that he hasn't really developed as a intermediate passer. He doesn't survey the field like he needs to at this point, and he hasn't been overly accurate. Now, do I think he has the talent to do that? Sure, E. I think he can get better. Mm-hmm. What we always have to remember, he's only started 10 games. He's a redshirt sophomore, so he's still a young, developing quarterback. But because of that Alabama game, that hyped our hype about him, and he just hasn't played anywhere close to that level so far this year.
Okay, well, he's got to bounce back and shake off the last performance. So let's take a look at Oklahoma, Texas. How do you see this game playing out? As you'd already highlighted, I mean, the Longhorns are rated as one of the better defensive teams in the country.
Well, they've got a great front seven, and Brown, Malcolm Brown, I was told by an OU coach, is as good as, now understand when I say this, this is rarefied talent that I'm talking about. That's Tommy Harris, Gerald McCoy, Dusty Dvorak, some guys that have played in the Stoops era that we consider some of the best defensive tackles that have ever played in college football and at the University of Oklahoma. So that's a great compliment from that coach talking about Brown and that front seven. Hicks has a chance to play in the league if he can stay healthy. And they've got other players, too, that are heavily recruited. Oklahoma tried to recruit some of them that are playing very well. I don't think Texas is great in the secondary, but they're comparable. They're fine. I mean, they're just not – they don't have that first-round draft choice I don't see back there. But Vance Bedford is a defensive coordinator. He played at Texas. He really believes in them. And so this is going to be interesting because I think two really good defenses are on the field if Oklahoma's defense is dialed in and not busting on the back end. They can play with anybody, and I think that the pass rush by OU, their ability to put pressure at the line of scrimmage, will bother Swoops more than it will bother if Texas gets pressure on Knight. And I think Oklahoma, I think the running games are comparable, and I just think Oklahoma's got a better offense. Defenses are comparable. Oklahoma's really good in special teams, so I think Oklahoma will win. I really like Oklahoma in this game.
Well, throughout the records, it's OU Texas. Anything can happen. And, of course, James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF, has been joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out stuartcadillac.com. And, James, I look forward to catching up with you in the month of November. Take care.
Anytime, E. Thanks. Appreciate it. And you have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Safe travels down I-35. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports. We will be right back.